thankful. So thankful for this service. I'm telling you, it's. And I'm with Preston. I enjoyed Wednesday. Man, we had a wonderful time. God outdid himself. And it was a blessing, but I'm glad that we've got new mercy. We've got new blessings, new grace today. And we're going to be in, Isaiah 37. I was sitting there trying to think of when this has ever happened. I don't know if it's ever happened or not. I've got an entire message from Ecclesiastes chapter 2 all ready to go, all typed up. Notes are all good to go. Could preach it in a second. And God changed his mind. So we're going to be in Isaiah 37. This is actually kind of where we were at in Sunday school. You know, just thinking about what's been sung, what's been said today. I think we need something a little different. I don't think it. It's God, because I'm the type of person, well, you've already heard, if you see the iPad, it not only has all the songs that we sing in it, but every message. So when I get the message ready in the morning, actually what I'm usually doing is compiling it and making it, you know, clearer and making it go in the right order and everything. Because when I study, I do a little here, a little there, and I got to get it all. But I type just about everything out that I say, not so I can read from it, but just in case you get stuck or your mind, my mind, you know, loses track or whatever, I can get right back into it. So I don't preach like this normally. So we're just going to rely on God and see what he's got. But we're going to be in Isaiah 37, verse 14, and we're going to read down to verse 20. So Isaiah 37, 14 says this, "And Hezekiah received the letter from the hand of the messengers and read it. And Hezekiah went up unto the house of the Lord and spread it before the Lord. And Hezekiah prayed unto the Lord, saying, O Lord of hosts, God of Israel, that dwellest between the cherubims, thou art the God, even thou alone of all the kingdoms of the earth, and thou hast made heaven and earth. Incline thine ear, O Lord, and hear. Open thine eyes, O Lord, and see, and hear all the words of Sennacherib, which hath sent to reproach the living God. Of a truth, Lord, the kings of Assyria have laid waste all the nations and their countries, and have cast their gods into the fire, for they were no gods, but the work of men's hands, wood and stone. Therefore they have destroyed them. Now therefore, O Lord, O our God, save us from his hand, that all the kingdoms of the earth that may know that thou art the Lord, even thou only." Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for your word today. Lord, I ask for your help. Lord, I need more help than usual. Lord, I ask that you'd fill me with the unction of the Holy Spirit. Lord, that you would bless this word today. Lord, that we would hear something. And Lord, I ask that you would challenge us, Lord. And if there are needs today, Lord, I pray that today would be the day that they would come to this altar and that they would lay it at your feet. Lord, we love you. We thank you for all things. In Jesus' name we pray. And amen.
Amen.
So here we've got Hezekiah. He's been threatened by the Assyrian army. They are greater than he is. They've got more troops. It's going to be an easy victory. And like Jimmy taught this morning, he tried to pay them off with gold and silver, and it worked for a little time. But the enemy came back, and that's what we see. We see these letters, which were threatenings and wanting them to surrender, basically, that saying, hey, if you don't surrender, we're going to take over everything. And we're not just going to take what you give us. We're going to take everything we want. And your city, your kingdom will be gone. So here's Hezekiah. He's got these threatening letters. He's got these things from the enemy. And as he's reading them, he knows what the Assyrian army has done. He knows the power that they have. He knows that they have gone through and just laid waste to many kingdoms already. So he's got these problems. He's got these threatening letters, and it starts to bring fear into his heart, you know. And it just reminds me of what the testimonies have been this morning, where we get to situations, whether usually it's not threatenings of harm and physical things like that, but threatenings from health reports, threatenings from things at the job and different problems that we face in this life. We get this news that's bad in our life. We get things that we weren't prepared for. And you know, for a while, Hezekiah tried to take care of itself. Isn't that what we do? He's like, you know what? As long as there's gold and silver in the treasury, I can give it to the enemy and maybe that'll suffice. And you know, a lot of times that happens with our bank account too. As long as we can cover the things that are coming up ahead, we're all right. Or as long as we have the strength to fix something, we'll work to do that. But sometimes we get into the point of our life where there's just nothing left you and I can do anymore. And I don't know if you've been there before, but there's been a couple times in my life where I've got news and I instantly knew that there was nothing I can do. There was no help that I could bring. And you just feel hopeless and helpless. And it's at those points, I know, Brother Pete, a couple times I think about in my life where I just hit the floor and I just fell on my face and the tears flowing. But I didn't have any words to say. I didn't know what to pray even at those times. And I know those couple times in my life where that's happened, I know one thing's been consistent in all those times. It didn't matter what was going on around me. I was by myself, but I didn't care what the weather was like. I didn't care what time of day it was, but I knew that I could go to God, and I knew that He could help, and He's the only one that can help. And I'm telling you, that's exactly what Hezekiah did that day. He took his problems and he spread them out before the Lord. He had literal letters from the enemy saying what the enemy was going to do, and he just spread them out on the altar in God's house. That's what he does first. Lays it all out there. Spread out his problems before the Lord, alone at the altar. Laid it out. Held nothing back. And I think a lot of times that's what God is waiting for us to do as well. He's waiting. He's like, you've kept back some of the things to try to fix yourself. You're trying to do it yourself. He's like, I just want you to spread it all out and give it to me. Amen. Give it to me. Let me have it. But it's in those times where I found out that God's real.
Yes.
Because even though I didn't know what to say, there's been times I didn't even say a word, but I could just feel His arms wrap me.
Yeah.
I could feel Him lift me up. And I knew that things were going to be all right. I didn't know if the situation would change. I didn't know if He would heal. I didn't know if He would change. I didn't know if He would move the mountain or take away the trial. But I knew I would be all right.
Amen.
And those are the times when I know God is real. Those are the times when someone trying to convince me that God doesn't care about us anymore, I know they're a liar. I think the problem is we get so caught up in trying to fix it, so caught up in this world and everything, that do we even just get alone and take it to God and fully give it over to Him?
Amen.
He prayed. That's what he did in verse 15. After he lays it out, it says, and Hezekiah prayed unto the Lord. He was king. He could have said, fortify the city. He could have said, you put more locks and build the doors bigger. He could have said, get the army ready, polish up the shields, sharpen the swords, get the chariots ready. He could have said all of these things, but he didn't.
That's right.
He prayed.
Yeah.
He went straight to God's house. Left all the advisors and just got before God and laid it out. And he prayed to God. I like how he starts this prayer. Lord of hosts, God of Israel,
yes,
that dwellest between the cherubims. And I know people have made fun of that. But remember, the veil is still there. And he can't go inside the veil. And he's praying, I believe, towards it. And he knows what's in there. He knows the ark's in there. And he knows that's where between the cherubims is where God was at. Where God's presence, he said, that's where I would dwell. He is praying in through the veil into where God is at. Aren't you glad the veil has been written twain ever since Jesus died on the cross? That way we've got free access to him. But here's King Hezekiah. He knows what's on the other side, even though he can't see it. I don't know about you. I can't see God, but I know when I pray, I know he hears my voice. What's he say? He says, thou art the God.
Yes.
You're the one.
Yeah.
These nations have gods all over the place. And later on, he'll talk about it. The Assyrians have their gods. And the people they conquered, they would throw their gods in the trash and burn them up. But he said, I don't care about all these gods. He says, you're the God. You're the God. Even thou alone. And then he says, of all kingdoms of the earth. He says, listen, we know what he's about to pray for. The kingdom's about to be taken over. He's going to lose in battle. They're going to lose everything. His kingdom will be destroyed. But he says, before asking for help for any of that, he says, you're the God. You're the only God. And you're the one in charge. And in fact, you're in charge of kingdoms. So I'm going to the right person if I want to have a kingdom protected. I'm telling you what, I don't know what your problem is, but you know what you need to do before you even start really praying, before you start really asking. If it's a health problem, you make sure you remember and remind yourself that you're praying to the healer. If you've got a situation, make sure you remember you're praying to the mountain mover, to the one that's defeated Satan, to the one that holds our self in his hands, to the one who's promised us victory. That's the one sometimes we have to remind ourselves. And he said, you're the one that sets up kingdoms and tears down kingdoms. So if I'm going to pray to anyone, it's to you. I'm not going to go ask some other nation for help. I'm coming to the God that can take care of it. And that's what, maybe you need to do that today. Maybe you need to come to the God that can take care of it. And put it in his hands and believe it. But it's a little strange in verse 17. Incline thine ear, O Lord, and hear. Open thine eyes, O Lord, and see. And hear all the words that Sennacherib, he was the letter, the ones the letters were from, which has sent to reproach the living God. That sounds a little strange, doesn't it? He is asking God, God, I need you to listen right now. Right? God, I need you to look and see these letters that I've laid out. And I thought about that. Now, you know, I've only thought about it for about 30 seconds over here. But I thought about it. Isn't it weird? God that can see everything, I want you to look right now. God who hears everything, I want you to hear. I think this is another reminder to Hezekiah. If God doesn't hear, it's worthless.
That's right. Right.
And then it also says, look at this, God. God knew what the every word of every letter before the one that wrote it on the page wrote it down, before the king even thought about it to send it to them, before Hezekiah even got it, and before Hezekiah spread it out in the altar. God knew exactly what everything in those letters were. But Hezekiah said, Lord, I want you to look at all of this. You know what that tells me? I think sometimes we just need to lay our life out to him.
Right.
Sometimes we say, God, I want you to look at this problem over here. I want you to look at that problem over here. But I don't want you to look here. Right? This part of my life, but not that part of my life.
Right.
That's not God. That's not how God works. He wants your whole life.
That's right.
He wants all of it. And when you pray to him, he wants to help you in every bit of it. And you know what? I believe Hezekiah is right here saying he knows the Lord's listening, but he needs him to listen. And now when we get serious with God, he gets serious with us. But I'll tell you one more thing. Quit trying to hide things from the God that can see everything. Quit trying to whisper as if the God can't hear everything. He already knows your heart. He already knows the thoughts that are in your mind. He already knows everything about you. So you might as well just be honest with him and give him everything. Be honest with him. Just show him. It's another way of showing God, if you don't take care of all of this, we're in trouble.
That's right. Look at verse 18.
Now, finally, after all of this, is part of the request now. See, normally, I start with this. You know what verse 18 is? It says, of a truth, Lord, the kings of Assyria have laid waste all the nations and their countries. And then they go on and he just describes what they've done. Verse 18, this is how Mike starts, is verse 18. Lord, here's how bad it is. Right?
Yeah.
Here's how bad it is. Here's the mess. Here's the problem. Here's the bad news. Here's the trial.
Yeah.
That's how I like to start with. Hezekiah's finally gotten there after going to God.
Yeah.
Right?
Right?
Going to God. Going to his house. Spreading it out. Praying. Reminding himself who God really is. Asking God, saying, God, if you don't listen, this is all in vain and you've got to see everything. And now he starts to tell God his problems. We can learn something from Hezekiah.
Yeah.
Right? Save the problem till after you talk about who God is, right? Because if you first, when you pray, say, this is the God that can take care of everything. This is the God that made my body. He can do anything he wants with it. He can heal it. He can fix it. Thou, when you ask for him to heal, you're reminding yourself that you're talking to him, right? Now he says how bad it is. God already knows how bad it is. Why don't you talk about him first and remind yourself who he is? They destroyed many kingdoms. Now look at 20. Now therefore, O Lord our God, save us from his hand. Save us. Here's the request, right? He talked about how bad it was. Now here's the request. Lord, you got to save us. But then I like this part right here. That all the kingdoms of the earth may know that thou art the Lord.
Yes.
Even thou only.
Amen.
That sounds familiar, doesn't it?
Yeah.
That's the beginning of the prayer.
Right.
And now he's saying, Lord, I don't just want you to save the kingdom for my sake. I don't want you to save the kingdom for the sake of even all the people living in it. Your people, God. But I want you to save us so that everybody across the world can know what I already know.
Yeah.
And that's you are the God.
Yeah.
They're all messing around with idols and trading one idol for another and doing all these things. But God, I want you to know without a shadow of a doubt that you are the God because you are the one that saved us when nobody else could. You are the one that we later on they are going to win without a fight whatsoever. What was that? 185,000 died overnight at the hands of the Lord. Just like that. And then when the enemy king that wrote all the letters, once he woke up and saw all the dead bodies, he went back home. Right? He said, I'm not fighting against them. I'm done.
Yeah.
One day.
Yes.
One day, everything changed.
Amen.
One day it was weeping and tears and spreading out the letters and praying unto God. The next day everything was different.
That's right.
The enemy was gone, defeated.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Do you believe God can do that in your life?
Amen.
Do you believe he can do that?
Amen.
It's easy to say amen. But will you come to him?
Yeah.
And will you lay it out? And will you just say, God, I can't do this, and I don't want to do this. I need you to do this.
Yeah. Amen.
Have you done that in your life? If you're lost, that's how you become saved.
Yeah. Right.
Is you realize there's nothing that I can do to get to heaven.
Exactly.
But you're the God of heaven.
Yeah.
And your throne is in heaven. And you left all of heaven to come to this earth to die for my sins. And rose on the third day. And then ascended back up into heaven. And that's where you're at right now. So if I want to make heaven my home. And in fact, right now he's preparing a place for us.
Yeah.
Those that are saved. And making intercession there for the Father. So if you want to go to heaven, I would point you to the only one that's left heaven to die for your sins and now is back into heaven because he rose victoriously over death, hell, and the grave.
Yeah, right.
point you to him. But let me tell you something. It's not Jesus and yourself. It's not Jesus and your efforts.
That's right.
It's Jesus Christ and his sacrifice.
Amen.
He said, it is finished.
Yeah.
No more blood of bulls and goats anymore. His blood was enough. So if you're lost, why don't you just spread out your life in front of him and say, Lord, I want to give you everything.
Yeah.
My heart, my mind, everything, and my soul, and I need you to just save me.
Yeah.
Forgive me.
Yeah.
Lay it out to him. Maybe you're a Christian person today. You're battling something. Carrie said something important. She said, in the middle of the night, it's all still and quiet. Probably the only time in our busy, hectic, technology-filled lives where there's just nothing. Right? Do you realize that's when God wants to hear from us?
Yeah.
When we're just focused on him.
Yeah.
What did Hezekiah do?
Yeah.
He went into the Lord's house. He had to leave the palace. All kinds of stuff going on. Noise, people coming in and out, everything else. He just got alone with God. And he laid it out. Have you done that? Have you done that? Say, Mike, does that mean he will fix whatever the problem is? He might. You never know till you ask him. But even if he doesn't, he will take care of you. And he'll give you everything you need.
Yeah.
I can think of two situations in my life, like I said, where I was broken. And in one situation, he didn't immediately, but he took care of the problem. The other one, we're still going through it, but his grace is sufficient.
Amen.
Yeah.
Right?
I don't have to fall down in tears anymore. Even though he didn't fix what we asked him to, I'm not broken anymore, Brother Pete.
Yeah.
Why? Because I know he's taking care of us.
Right.
And he has, and he will. So I don't have to worry about that anymore. Yeah, the devil will bring things up, and it comes back again and again and again. But all I do is I just take those letters out. Here it is.
Yeah.
Here it is, Lord. Here's the test results, right? Here's the problem. Here's the bills, whatever it is. Here's the children that have walked away from you. Here's all of it, Lord. Give it right back to him again.
Amen.
We like to go sneak and take things back, but you can always give it right back. Lay it down at his feet. I'm going to ask everyone.